Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Foulkes. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. And we jumped into our series called Now Playing this past week. And at the Lewis Center campus, we looked at the movie Greyhound. Greyhound places Tom Hanks as the commander of a fleet of 37 ships in the middle of World War II, headed across the Atlantic. They have to cross this area called the Black Pit, where they won't have any air cover for 5 days, and they're susceptible to German U-boats. And kind of the villain in the story, the Gray Wolf, is the famous German U-boat commander. But the plot twist in the story, in my mind, surrounds the fact that the character that Hanks plays, Ernest Krause, he could have married his girlfriend Evelyn, stayed stateside, but instead he takes his first command as the commander of the Greyhound and these 37 ships. And he's kind of put in the crosshairs of making a difficult decision. Does he do the easy thing, or does he do what he's designed to do, which is lead men in the middle of a crisis? And so we looked at Deuteronomy chapter 30 and talked about how Moses sets before the people of Israel these two opportunities. Moses is, he's aging, he's recounted the Exodus in Deuteronomy, and he gets right to the end of his life. And he says to the people, I charge you today under heaven and earth, I've set before you, really says these two opportunities, life and good and death and evil. Choose life. So we talked about how our tendency is to overcomplicate decisions. You know, generally speaking, faith is not always easy to accept, but it's generally easy to understand. And so, we just talked about how, the people were going to rebel. They were going to say, how can we follow God without Moses? And Moses says, no, you have the words. They're on the tip of your tongue. They're on your heart. You've got to memorize. You can follow God without me. We talked about how the secrets of the universe are in almost every hotel room drawer, right? It's not that we don't understand enough scripture. You may not understand everything, but if you do what you do understand, you get more clarity about the things that you don't understand over time. And so God calls us to that. And I think the reason that we struggle sometimes is because we conflict being successful and making the right decision. Somehow in our minds, we think if we go through every right open door, that we will be somehow successful. And God never guarantees that. You see that in Moses's life. You see that in Paul's life in the New Testament. So where you land is you really do have to make this decision, life and death, good and evil, because what Paul says is that God is your life. God is your life. So today, you and I have the opportunity to choose life. I'm going to pray for us in that direction, then I want to give you the opportunity to pray. But as always, man, thanks so much for joining us right now. I believe it's this week, the Drivecast is turning 3 years old. Some of you have been with us since we started. Some of you just joined up in the last couple of weeks. We're grateful that you're with us. Father, today, we just want to confess that we want to choose life. Lord, there are things that we don't understand. Things happen to us. Things may be going on in people's lives right now who are listening. But Lord, today we want to choose life. We want to choose to love you. Out of that love, to obey, God, your commandments as best we know how. God, we ask for your help with the things that we don't understand. But God, we pray that today you'd help us. Just don't overcomplicate things, God. Help us not to overthink it. But God, we pray that you'll help us make the choices and the decisions that we have, bring clarity to those. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray.